It's such an absolute pleasure and an honor to be in your presence, a mystic, a yogi, a leader, so much more than just words can describe. Welcome, Sadhguru.
Namaskar.
Namaskaram. So you have been on this incredible journey for the last few months on this mission to save soil. But I'd love to hear about your normal daily routine. I know it's a little bit different at the moment, but your normal daily routine, do you what time do you wake up? How much yoga do you do? What do you eat?
In my life, there's never been a normal, so there is no routine. Mm-hmm. Question is not when I wake up, the question is when I sleep.
Yes.
Almost every day I'm going to bed around 2:33 a.m.
Wow.
So, food and sleep never came to me on time my entire life in the last 40 years.
And this incredible mission of saving soil has been absolutely amazing. I mean, we are in the museum of the future at the moment, which is all about looking toward the future. What can we learn from our past to help with this mission of saving soil for our future?
See, soil degradation is not a future possibility. It's already reached such a level that it's causing enough troubles. And these troubles could multiply in the next few years or next few decades. So this is not a prediction, this is a clear trajectory of things that are happening. Every responsible scientist is pointing in this direction. But at the same time, we as a generation have this option. Either we can be that generation which turned back from the brink of that disaster, or we can be that generation which slept through and fell over. So this is the choice, this is the challenge, and this is the privilege that we are probably the last generation who will have this opportunity. Mm-hmm. If another 30 years pass, then we don't know. We don't know whether we will be able to… Yeah, of course, planet will recover, but at what cost to human life? Mm-hmm. Right now, we can do it without cost to human life, only economic cost. But if you try to do it after 25, 30 years, there will be an enormous human life as a cost. Mm-hmm. So that is what we are trying to avoid, that being human beings, we should turn this around consciously, not wait for nature to do it in its own way, which is going to be very painful for us.
What can the average person do to help save soil?
Right now, the entire Save Soil mission, at this stage, there are many phases to this. At this stage, it is focused on raising the voice of humanity. Because this is how human societies work. First, everybody should start thinking in one direction, then emotions will flow in that direction, then naturally hands get busy and action will flow in the same direction. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have not even thought in that direction. So, Save Soil is that effort to change the narrative in people's lives that soil, how important it is, and soil is a living entity, soil is not a substance. Soil is not an inert substance that you can use and discard. It is not a resource, it is a source of our life.
Yeah.
So to bring that narrative into people's mind so that they will express their concern, so that democratically elected nations or governments can take necessary action knowing that there is people's mandate. Mm-hmm. If there is no people's mandate, governments cannot act. A country like this, if the leader knows what is the problem, he can do it without asking the people. But that is not the case with every other nation where resources are limited and always scarce and you have to convince everybody to take any given action. So it's important that people stand up and give a mandate by voice to the governments that we are ready for long haul of doing the right things. Mm-hmm.
Also, Sadhguru, I do a radio show here in Dubai for Virgin Radio Dubai. I do an evening show and I get a lot of calls from people who have moved here alone. A lot of people move to Dubai to achieve their dreams, and they move here alone, and they call, and they're lonely and depressed sometimes. What can they do to help with loneliness or depression in a city like Dubai?
So people are lonely even if they are in a huge crowd, all right? They're not lonely because they're alone. They're lonely because they're not allowing themselves to mix with what's around. Mm-hmm. To be alone is wonderful, but to feel lonely is terrible, because loneliness means somewhere you have made your individual nature so exclusive that there is no way to feel connected with life around you. Of course, in a new place you may have a few challenges, I appreciate that. While young people come here without families and stuff, they may not find their appropriate partners or something else, all these issues are there. Those issues are there everywhere, all right? But the important thing is, for any given human being, we must understand we come alone and we go alone. When we are here, we are seeking for other people to travel with us as co-travelers. And that need not be only in one form or one type of relationship or the other. It can be in any number of ways. So above all, if you do not concretize your individuality, I'm this kind of a person, I'm from this nationality, I'm this race, I'm this religion, or I'm this gender and whatever else, if you just keep yourself a little open to life, that you are alive, you will see there's no room for loneliness. There's too much population, how can you be lonely? Even in Dubai, there's plenty of population. Mm-hmm. It's just that you cannot smile at this person that you have never seen before. If I have to smile at you, I must know who you are, where you come from, what you do, then only I can smile at you. This is a terrible condition for a human being. Why can't you just smile at anything? Why can't you smile at the sky? Why can't you smile at a tree? Why can't you smile at a cloud? Why can't you smile at the sun which is trying to burn you down?
That's beautiful. Also, I'm very intrigued. This is a very strange question, but do you have any crypto?
What?
Crypto? Bitcoin? Do you have any? Or
I don't have any coin. Forget about crypto.
Sadhguru, it's such a pleasure and such an honor. Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence.
Why, have you lost a lot of money in crypto?
I have actually. I was actually at a launch of an NFT last night. So, yeah. But I've lost a little bit of money.
We may launch some NFTs.
Really?
Raise fund for Save Soil. Some people are talking about it.
That's wonderful. Well, the UAE, Dubai is the place to do it. Because there's a lot of people here that...
So some people are talking about it, still it's not happened, maybe it will happen.
Yes.
We definitely need the money because we are trying to, in one river basin, we are trying to plant 2.42 billion trees.
Wow.
And last few years, I'm scrounging the world mm-hmm. with a begging bowl. I'm tired of it. If they make some money with some artwork or whatever else, we can do that. I'm tired of raising funds.
You're surrounded by a lot of wealthy people, so they would be more than happy, I'm sure, to provide that.
You have illusions about life.
Maybe I'm still a bit naive. But thank you so much again for your pleasure and honor, and for this, it's such a pleasure again.
You were there in this office?
Yes, of course. And yesterday I was there at the
okay.
Media meet and greet as well. So it's always lovely.